meeting a church mouse. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle, sitting at your bedside, telling you stories of children all over the world. I'm a candle, and I glow brightly and cheerily and happily, and we'll be on audio video shortly with this for a few examples, and you'll have a lot of fun, I'm sure. Now, I travel all over the world and I see a lot of interesting things. And the children had just watched the movie Cinderella, and they thought, Cinderella is so wonderful, so wonderful. Well, one of the children came to me afterwards, sitting on his bedside, and said, Mr. Candle, I would like to meet a church mouse. And I said, my lad, why do you want to meet a church mouse? Because I think church mice must be very special. Because Pinocchio had a church mouse, you know, and Cinderella had mice that, you know, did all good things for her, and all sorts of other wonderful stories about mice being so wonderful and so helpful. And the Pied Piper, remember?
Yes.
He piped away all the mice, and then because the people didn't pay up, he piped away all the children. And the children went into the Candy Mountain and lived a happy life forever after. Now, why do you want to be a church? Why do you want to meet a church mouse? And the little boy said, because. And I knew that I had had his final answer. And so I said, all right, let's go and meet a church mouse. Now, I said, do you have any preference for denomination? I mean, do you want a Protestant church mouse, or an Islam church mouse, or a Hindu church mouse, or a Christian church mouse? What kind of church mouse do you want? He said, I don't care. I didn't know they came that way. He said, I'll take any old church mouse. And I said, well, it just so happens I have one in my pocket right here. So I took the church mouse out of my pocket, and I showed it to the young boy. And he says, how did you do that? I said, what do you mean? He says, how did you as a candle have a pocket in which to have a church mouse? And I said, well, candles can do anything. And as a Mr. Candle, I just manifested him here for you, revealed him here for you because you wanted him. Now, son, what would you like to see this church mouse do? Well, I don't know. I just thought it'd be fun to see a church mouse. Well, youngster, said the church mouse, I think that it's about time that you and I have some fun. And the boy said, okay, I'm ready for that. And so the church mouse said, all right, now close your eyes, and you're going to come with me. So the boy closed his eyes, and the church mouse took him into the church. And they went in the hole that church mice have in the side of the building, and they went into the wall, because the church mice live in the wall. They, you know, they have a hole going into the wall and going out so that they can go bring their cheese in there and so forth. And then they had all these layers of insulation and stuff, which doesn't bother church mice. Church mice are immune to insulation of any kind, asbestos or whatever. And so this little boy, for the moment, had the attitude of a church mouse. So he went climbing through the walls with the church mice. And the church mouse said, now I want to show you my favorite place. And so the little boy says, oh, goody, goody. And he scrambled after the church mouse as the church mouse went to the top of the church. And at the top of the church mouse says, now, this is a very prosperous church. They have 6 bells. And then they have a 7th bell above the 6. And it plays music every evening at about supper time. And the music is so glorious, they have a hired professional musician to play it. And the boy says, oh my goodness sake, can I see that? And the church mouse says, certainly, it's now 6 o'clock. You know, whatever time you want it, it is. And so they went to watch. And they climbed down the ropes, because the little boy was like a mouse, you know, he could climb down the rope too. And so they sat on the top of this machine. And this machine had ropes coming down from each of the six bells and one from the seventh. And there were long wooden handles that went from it. And here was their professional musician who came up there to play. And he wrung his hands and prepared himself, did his exercises, and then the little tiny bell on the top struck 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It was time for the concert. And so this man took his hand, boom, 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 boom. And he did that by hitting those levers and making those seven bells sing out this wonderful music. And all the people in town listened, and all the people in town danced every evening as this professional musician played special music. And the little mouse, the church mouse, said, "Come on, son, dance with me." And so the two of them stood there dancing around, enjoying the music of the professional musician. Now, that's not the end. The professional musician looked down. He says, "Well, I see I have an audience. I know I recognize you, Mr. Church Mouse, but who's your friend?" And Mr. Church Mouse says, "This is a little boy who was sitting watching Mr. Candle and telling Mr. Candle he wanted to meet a church mouse." "Well, son, one day I said that to Mr. Candle too when I was a little boy. And the church mouse never stopped coming to my house to teach me things. And that's how I got this job as being this organist here on these bells, bell organist of this beautiful church. And do you know, son, the church mouse that you're with is the guy who got me this job. He's the guy who set me up." And the young boy said, "Wow." And then a voice came out of the wind, and it said, "Come on now, time for you to go to bed. Time for you to go to sleep now." And the little boy didn't want to hear, but he heard. And so in a flash, in a whisper, he was home again, sitting there. He opened his eyes. "Mr. Candle, you know where I was?" "Yes, I do." "Oh, Mr. Candle, that was so wonderful. Can we do it again?" "Anytime I'm here, you ask what you want, and we will do it." "Oh, Mr. Candle, that's so wonderful. Now, it's time for bed. The Sandman is coming. He's got his pixie dust. Now, climb in your bed. Take your mommy and your daddy in your arms and say, 'I love you, I love you, I love you,' and squeeze them real hard, you know, as hard as you can, and it'll never be too hard. And tell them how much you love them. And then let go. Take your teddy bear and slide down under the covers and say goodnight to all the world. And I say goodnight to you. Have happy dreams. And thank you, Mr. Sandman, for bringing your wonderful pixie dust. And I'll see you all again another night. It's been wonderful to be with you. This is Mr. Candle. I love you. I love you. I love you."